Hey guys, welcome to Ace at Night. Guys, take a seat, come into the room, come chill with Ace. Tonight I'm going to be talking about this situation that's going on in Fort Worth, Texas. Right now, there seems to be a situation that's similar to Amber Geiger's situation, but there is a white Fort Worth police officer that has shot and killed a black woman that has been in her own home. Okay, right now what's being reported in the news is that a neighbor called the police because he saw something strange going on next door to his home. Okay, he didn't say that it was a break-in or a burglary or anything like that, or anybody was in danger, but he reported that something may have been going on next door. The officer shows up, looks inside of a window, and actually shoot Tay Jefferson. That is the victim name. They have made it a hashtag Tay Jefferson, but that's not her whole name. I cannot pronounce her whole name, and I want to do this young lady justice. Her name is spelled A-T-A-T-I-A-N-A Jefferson. I don't know how to enunciate it, but when the right enunciation comes out, I will definitely let you guys know. But right now, a black female has been killed by a white police officer. She was unarmed and she was inside of her apartment playing video games with her nephew. All right, officers have reported that she had a weapon inside of the house and that she was perceived as a threat. However, the call that came in was not a threatening call. It wasn't a burglary, it wasn't robbery, it wasn't anything like that. But the officer has body cam footage right now, and they're reviewing the officer's body cam footage on this actual incident. I really hate to jump to conclusions. I understand the profession of law enforcement 100%, and I really hate to jump to conclusions, but here it is, another incident where an unarmed black person is killed in their own home. So I want to wait and see what actually comes of this. I want to see the facts, but it's very saddening to me to see that, you know, this young lady, hashtag Tay Jefferson, you know, a sister, a daughter, maybe even a mother, an auntie, has been taken from this earth, and she hasn't done anything wrong. She hasn't committed a crime. She hasn't wronged anybody. She was actually in her own home. You know, I pray for Tay Jefferson and your family and everybody surrounding that community right now. You know, I want to send my prayers and my condolences to the family and the hurting of this community, because I understand that when these tragic situations happen, it is dark for everybody, especially the family. Everybody's hurting right now. Nobody wants to lose a family member to senseless violence, especially this right here. Could be a mistake. This could be an officer too zealous to use his firearm. I don't know what it is. I would like to see the body cam footage and actually see for myself. I hate that every time we look on the news or turn around that there's an unarmed black person being killed in America. And right now, Texas, you're on the map for doing some extreme stuff in law enforcement. It was Florida for a minute. Now, Texas, you guys, y'all got to get it right. You know, you guys don't know this right now. Y'all got to get it right. Right now, you guys are hurting everybody's feelings right now. And people are getting angry, frustrated, don't know what to do. And, you know, I have white friends. Ace have a lot of white friends. And my white friends that I know, they hate it when, you know, black people are killed unfairly because, you know, It's a lot of white people that love black people. And there's a lot of, you know, Asian people that love black people. There's a lot of, you know, just different cultures that just love black people. And they really understand that the injustice that has been happening to black people have been solely out of what's been taught. You know, even if you don't hate black people and you in law enforcement, if you are afraid of black people, just quit your job. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how much steroids you do, how many pre-workouts you do, how many times you go to the gym, how many times you go to the gun range, how many times you do defensive tactics. If you are solely afraid of a black man and you can't go hands-on with a black person or use a taser or pepper spray or call backup or do something else than pull a trigger to take somebody out that is black, quit law enforcement. Because what's going on right now, you guys are tearing every fabric of society in law enforcement down. And what I think should happen is that the same way we're attacking gun laws, where we're saying that people should be a little bit more investigated as far as, can this person take owning a firearm? Do they have a mental capability to own a firearm and operate a firearm and use it in the right and correct way? I think that we should look at people and individuals that are in law enforcement and see, can they handle crisis situations? Do you panic when your heart speed up? Do you panic when you see a black person? These are some things, like, hook these people up to a monitor where if they see a black person, if they heart speed up, is there a way to kind of like figure out if a person has fear and phobia of black people? Now, black people on music videos and movies and the ones that you see in real life, trust me, there are really good black people out here in this world. And every black person is not out here to hurt you or harm you or kill you or stop you from going home to your family. And a lot of these times, when we're seeing these officers, they are always afraid for their life or they always see a threat. If a person is in their own home and they're not pointing a firearm at you, at what point do you supposed to shoot? Because one thing I know about my white friends and white people just in general, they're not afraid of guns. They've been used to guns forever. A lot of white guys that I know, they go hunting as children because their fathers and their uncles take them on hunting trips. You know, they learn how to go to Boy Scout of America, how to tie a knot the proper way. They understand how to do different things as far as just speed and velocity of a bullet, how the distance of a certain round, what's a speed round, what's a round that's going to tear something up. And these expertise are actually passed down to a lot of white people because, you know, a lot of white guys are in the military. And one thing that I do understand about a lot of white fathers, they pass down their knowledge down to their kids a lot of times, especially when it comes to combat. One of my friends, you know, in close in particular, you know, his dad is law enforcement and his dad treat me like a son. You know what I'm saying? I love him to this day. What's up, Bob? You know what I'm saying? If you listening, shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? I love you like a son. I had a great time in Vegas. So I'm not going to claim the whole, you know, the whole world is racist, but there is a fear or a phobia right now that is out there of black men. And especially when law enforcement officers are getting involved, for some reason, they don't feel like they're going to make it home when they see a black person. And unfortunately, Tay Jefferson is a black woman inside of her own home with her nephew playing video games, and she is shot, and she is now no longer here with us. And this is a officer on duty, and right now they're saying that he's been on the department since April 2018. This have to be like a really, really young officer, you know what I'm saying? And you know, whatever was going on in this young man's head, I don't know what he was thinking. But if you're looking through a window and you shoot through a window, you give verbal commands through a window, guess what? Maybe the person on the other side couldn't hear you if you was talking through a window. Maybe you should have called back up somebody to knock on the front door. Somebody should have been trying to call the address. If it was a person inside of a home, you do not shoot inside of a window. That is not protocol. Whoever this young officer is, I hope that you understand protocol. Now, protocol is if there's a person inside of a home that is acting suspicious, and if you see a threat, let's just say that you see a firearm, okay? Now, maybe some of the other Leos out there in the world can agree with this. If it's a guy inside of a house with a weapon in his hand, but in this case, there's a woman inside of the house with a child that's playing video games. But let's just say if you saw a guy in the house with a weapon in a home and you felt threatened, you do not take a shot at all if nobody's life is in danger. That is not protocol. It's called a barricaded gunman, and you call SWAT. You advise your supervisor, hey, we have a barricaded gunman situation, and you try to work something out. That's what hostage negotiators are there for and things like that. And it just saddened me that this young lady had to lose her life and she was only in her home doing what she normally does. Now, how is this officer put on administrative leave after this? I don't know. We're going to wait to see all of the facts that come out. I'm frustrated about the situation. I'm sure a lot of other people are frustrated about the situation. And hopefully people don't go doing reckless things after seeing and hearing about this story. Because after the Amber Geiger situation, we do understand that Amber Geiger received 10 years of jail time. And a lot of people don't agree with the sentencing, the stroking of the hair of the jailer, the hug from the judge and things like that. So there's a lot of people already upset about that situation. So guys, you know what? Go to aceatnight.com. I'm going to post a blog about it. If you're frustrated or you want to let it out on a website, a lot of people are not on aceatnight.com right now. You can go there. I got my site up right now. I'm going to blog about it. You can let it all free. You can let it out. Go to aceatnight.com. All right. Aceatnight.com. You can go there and we can blog about it. We can talk about it and we can, you know, let me know what you think about it. All right. I have professional experience in law enforcement. I'm no longer doing that type of thing right now, but if you have any questions and you want to ask Ace, let me know what's going on in your mind. I would definitely engage you. And you know what? We're going to end on that note. And we're going to see what's coming, what's actually going to come from this. And I'm going to stay tuned. I'll continue doing podcasts. I'll continue doing blogs and things like that. If you want to reach out to me, you can go to aceknights23@gmail.com. You can email me, and also you can go to my site and we can talk it there. All right, guys, until next time, I'll see you guys.